got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that loves undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black?
Welcome back. And when we gonna learn to try. Oh, the gun thing. You know, it's not, it's true. You know, when congressional folks say, you know, for hunting this and that, you know, you don't need that many rounds. If you're a decent hunter, you probably only need one round. But I seem to recall the Second Amendment saying something like, you know, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I think that's kind of how that went. I don't recall anything about sport, anything about hunting, anything about self-defense, home defense, family defense, none of that. A well-regulated militia, to my recollection, has nothing to do with hunting or self-defense or family defense. What is the purpose of a well-regulated militia? What could it possibly be? And to that point, you know, the Constitution outlines some directives in Article 1, Section 8, obviously, to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, reserving to the states respectively the appointment of the officers and the authority. You know, well, you know, the Pentagon handles, you know, it's that. Really? Because I'm not aware of the states respectively appointing officers and the authority of training the militia according to the discipline prescribed by Congress. I'm not aware of that happening in the several states. And that's the thing. I was thinking about doing a history lesson. You know, it's Friday. It's Free Association Friday. Feel free to call in, by the way. 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, and 800-313-9443, again, 800-313-9443. I was going to do a history lesson on how consolidation of power has worked. You listen to, I've mentioned Myron Fagan quite a few times, I think over the last week or so, but, you know, it's just interesting how you read these guys or listen to someone like Fagan. Isn't it obvious to us all, if we learned history and we understood, for example, as I have said, my understanding is that, yes, there is a duality in American history. There was the wolf masquerading among the sheep with the intention of doing certain nefarious things, a la Manly P. Hall's Secret Destiny of America. That was always, you know, at work. You have guys like Alan Watt who have reminded us, drawing from many historical sources and folks, you know, about what Kelly Greenhill has referred to as coercive engineered migration, to create a pilgrimage to this place or that place, or to, in one way or another, steer or encourage folks to migrate en masse to somewhere. So there is that. But then there's the other side, you know, the noble side of American history, I think. And so, you know, you have these forces working, and we start out with the articles, we'll say. I mean, remember the interview with Prince, Tavis Smiley interviewing Prince, and Prince saying, I was upset when I heard there were eight presidents before the Constitution. And most people will go, what? But we don't hear about those kinds of things. Just certain things are cut off. You know, you get past that and you can't. If you open that, then oh my goodness, that broadens your understanding to a point that you can't ever go back. Now you can't ever unlearn that. And that's a good thing, because you should know some of those things, I think, particularly about our own history. Because, again, who controls the past controls the future, essentially, as guys like Orwell have observed. And, again, as Santayana reminded us, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. So, you know, you get the articles. It's not enough of a centralized, top-down thing. So then we get the Constitution, but we're still talking and thinking like Federalists. And then we get the Bellamy, you know, we get the Pledge of Allegiance, which is, I would say, attributed to Francis Bellamy, who obviously was the cousin of Fabian socialist Edward Bellamy, who wrote Looking Backward. But, you know, we get the nationalist Pledge of Allegiance and the Bellamy salute along with it, which looks a lot like something else, another salute. And then we start thinking in nationalist terms. Imagine that. Around the same time that the whole world is going mad, or, you know, much of Europe is going mad. And so then we creep from federalism and a union of several states to nationalism, and then we get the League of Nations, and then, you know, we get the League of Nations reboot in the United Nations, and WHO, WTO, all these kinds of centralized, and then the money system along the way that goes with it, obviously, that guys like Carol Quigley reminded us was supposed to be, that was CENTCOM of the command and control system, the BIS, and Joan Vian told us all about it, that whole system. BIS was the apex, a bank for international settlements. And, you know, IMF, World Bank, and on and on, part and parcel to this system of intrigue and financial terrorism and warfare, economic warfare. It's, I mean, that's, what was that, 2 minutes? That's a short version of, and it's so easy to go find statistics that prove that, for example, the World Health Organization is almost, it's predominantly underwritten by one guy, Bill Gates, through the Gates Foundation and all of the, you know, vaccine functionaries that Gates has personally created at the World Economic Forum. He's bragged about it over the years, you know, Gavi and CEPI and all of these other things that together fund the World Health Organization to the extent that his interests fund it more than the United States government. But we hear about these, you know, red herring and straw man arguments about other countries. These countries are, you know, China is funding the World Health Organization. I'm more concerned about Bill Gates than the CCP, quite frankly. You know, I don't see how the CCP is encroaching upon my life nearly as much as the machinations of somebody like Bill Gates. And there is collusion among Gates and his lackeys, guys like Fauci and Collins and so on, which is really unfortunate. and others, obviously, seems to be a conspiratorial element. You know, some folks plotting in secret to do something nefarious and sinister, immoral, unethical, illegal. So it's a short trip to that knowledge, and we still have the instruments to say, nah, I don't think so. Even though there have been radical efforts over the last 100+ years to alter or abolish our founding documents by nefarious interests and via nefarious ends, mostly sort of manipulating and beguiling the American public. And you can see where all of that is headed, into the world socialist state, where you crush your economy that you created as a result of Bretton Woods and the Marshall Plan, the hardware to sort of implement it finally, the infrastructure to implement Bretton Woods. So you created a problem that you intend to, you know, the Bretton system was obviously pregnant with the Triffin dilemma. So what happens when it collapses? Well, you know, you prepare something in the intervening years for it to collapse into. And you just keep doing that and doing that. And that's what we see happening. It's not that complicated, really, even though we're led to believe it is. Oh, it's so complicated. Rex Tibber did a great video on the baby formula nonsense. It's so ridiculous, you know. I really appreciate his practical wisdom. Baby formula shortage, God's way versus man's way. It's quite humorous. We should probably play some of that, actually. Anyway, you know, he just spelled it out. You know, the 21st, he says in the beginning of the video, the countries that have not opted into this 21st century madness, interestingly enough, don't seem to suffer from these problems. They don't have the mechanical mommy shortage problem that folks have here. It's just so fascinating how people get sucked into these arguments. And we do. They're so, whatever it is, it's so seductive. Whether it's the formula for baby or, which, you know, reminds me of the stories of other places. You know, what bad things are happening to formula here, you know, and things that, like Bertrand Russell wrote, diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of, you know. So what kind of sawdust is going into the formula? Oh, that would never happen. Really, is it produced in your backyard? Where is it produced? We have such a problem with the CCP, but we don't mind getting goods from there, including sometimes food that, you know, has the same stuff in it that may have been used as a heat deflector on a space shuttle. That's okay. You know, maybe it can be used to deflect heat, or we can eat it. Or, you know, maybe it's good for countertops, or who knows what. So it's just ironic. Anyway, I think we should play the rest of the J.P. Sears deal. Speaking of the gun stuff, and we'll talk more about the gun stuff in a minute. But continuing from J.P. Sears, why guns must be banned now. If we can do that, let's do that, please.
You know what doesn't sit well with me?
I don't know, like the stone-cold hard reality of XY chromosomes and double X chromosomes?
Also a conspiracy theory, so no. But it's just that if authoritarians with guns keep telling us that guns are so bad, why do they need guns?
I mean, probably just so they can use them.
True. But have you ever heard of history?
I don't read books. I just burn them.
Thank you for your censorship. But I accidentally learned about history once, and when I did, I learned that only tyrannical regimes disarm their populations. And when they do, those governments inflict terrible control, violence, and killing onto their now disarmed populations. For example, in 1911, Turkey established gun control. And then from 1915 to 1917, 1.5 million Armenians, now unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. And in 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. Then from 1929 to 1953, 20 million people, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated.
What do you mean, exterminated?
Murdered.
Oh, well, those are just two examples.
And China established gun control in 1935. Then from 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and killed.
Oh, and the people in China still exist under a brutal regime today.
Oh, wait a minute. Germany also established gun control in 1938. And then from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and others who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated.
Huh. I wonder if Hitler purposely disarmed the population so he could tyrannically take over and kill all people opposed to him.
It's probably just a coincidence. But also Cambodia established gun control in 1956. Then from 1975 to 1977, 1 million educated people were rounded up and killed because they were unable to defend themselves.
Is my shirt on straight?
Yep,
good.
And Guatemala established gun control in 1964. Then from 1964 to 1981, 100,000 Mayan Indians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated.
Oh, and it's probably not significant, but Uganda established gun control in 1970.
Then from 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated.
56 million people rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century because of gun control?
Yeah, apparently.
But that could never happen here.
Yeah, that's what all those people throughout history said.
But it couldn't ever really happen here.
They said that too.
But seriously, I mean, that couldn't ever really happen here.
Oh, well, when you put it like that, I'm convinced.
Yeah, and besides, the authoritarians that want to ban guns in our country are saying it's for our protection.
I can only assume that in all those authoritarian regimes that you mentioned that did all the killing, that they had a different, honest message for their populations about why they were being disarmed.
You think?
Yeah, it was probably something like, hey, we're going to take all your guns so that we can control every aspect of your life and easily kill those of you who don't comply.
No, it says here all those regimes also had a we're banning guns for your protection type of messaging too.
Don't be a conspiracy theorist.
Another good point. Then that means this history book must be inaccurate because it reveals a pattern that's currently unfolding in this country that's uncomfortable to think about.
Exactly. That's totally false. We should 100% turn in all our guns. Like, ban them all.
Yeah, I feel the coercion to agree with you. But do you think an even better idea could be that if the authoritarians with guns turn in their guns first, and then we the people turn in our guns?
No, it just feels easier to trust the people that we know lie to us on a consistent basis.
Just imagine how much better off we'll be without the only constitutional right that allows us to protect ourselves.
Yeah, and if history has taught us anything,
which it hasn't,
it's that banning guns will work out much differently this time.
Yep. Can't wait.
Hey, if you're not a beta male and you love freedom, including the Second Amendment, check out my freedom line of merch to help you spread the freedom vibes. Only at Awaken
so
with Jake.
So he has, if you haven't seen the video, throughout the video, he has, you know, a lot of that merch on, which is why he said, is my shirt on straight? Pro-gun, anti-idiot. Which I think is provocative. You know, hats like make 1984 fiction again, or freedom, bravery, love, and 2A protecting all other rights in 1776. But, you know, if we could just start a conversation instead of just, you know, vapid talking points, I think it would be great if we could. And this gets back to my point about John Adams' dissertation on the canon and feudal law, because that's what he talked about. We got a couple other things to say about that, and we'll play maybe some other clips when we come back. Stick around, be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel.
Welcome back. River running free. All right, a couple of additional thoughts on that. You know, first of all, the Anabaptist community is not suffering from these kinds of ill effects. You know, what would make someone like Theodore Adorno proud these days to see a bunch of young people with rainbow-colored hair and that look like they fell in their dad's tackle box and all painted up like they're from some, you know, tribe somewhere. Anyway, the Anabaptist community doesn't seem to suffer from these woes. So what is going on? I wonder if maybe there's a reason that you know, where you find I read somewhere recently that – the average person in America consumes 11 hours of content every day. That is insane. How is that possible? Which I guess makes it understandable why the you know, statements like data is the new oil, but, you know, it's only valuable if it's refined. Why those kinds of things come into view, and why things like Facebook and Google and other Google products and things are free, air quotes, free to the, you know, the oil well, that is, you and I. Give us lots of free oil, lots of big data. You know, and the more sensors, the better, so that we can learn how to manage and process this and create systems to do that. And once we start doing that, and there's less human input, so to speak, less, you know, fewer people involved in creating content, for example. I mean, if you start to get into content creation on a enterprise level, you understand that there are systems and processes in place that really start to creep in and crowd people out, and it's more data systems and tools and algorithms and things than it is people. So when do people cease to exist? When we automate away all of those mundane repetitive tasks? Does that include people as a mundane repetitive task? So a couple of final thoughts on the subject matter in JP's video, So It Can't Happen Here, obviously, was the title of Sinclair Lewis's 1935 dystopian novel. There are many others. I usually mention Milton Mayer's They Thought They Were Free, at the same, you know, in the same conversation. Cass Sunstein said back in 2018, it can happen here, but he was very dishonest and used psychological transference or projection in his piece, obviously. How habituation, confusion, distraction, self-interest, fear, rationalization, and a sense of personal powerlessness make terrible things possible. And it's interesting how there's always this duality in these kinds of things that guys like Cass Sunstein write. So that was an interesting piece. And speaking of Mayer's They Thought They Were Free, he cites it. It's kind of a review of it. Also, Broken Lives, How Ordinary Germans Experienced the 20th Century. So those are obviously in view. But the real book that everyone should read on this subject that JP was talking about that in that last clip is R.J. Rummel's Death by Government, published back in 1994. And that gives you the numbers. I think and Rummel coined the term democide, death by government. And I think at last count he had almost 200 million people. It was like 170 million people murdered by government. And you have the Malthusian contingent, guys like George Bernard Shaw, you know, the Fabian crazies, and Bertrand Russell and others, obviously, in Malthusian fashion, saying, yeah, we need more plagues, more pestilence, more war and things to get rid of, you know, all these people. We just got to get rid of all these people. And like JP said about the guns and tyrants, you know, if we need to get rid of lots of people, how about we start with you first? Oh, no, they're the philosopher kings. They need to stick around so that they can tell whoever's left what to do. It's very evil and despotic and despicable in my humble estimation. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
A American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
The Biden administration created yet another new office. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Dr. Richard Rachel Levine announced the creation of the Office of Environmental Justice within the Department of Health and Human Services. The new office will fall under the authority of HHS's Office of Climate Change and Health Equity, which was also established by the Biden administration. So the new office falls within another new office. At this point, it looks like Biden is just creating new offices for the sake of creating new offices. The Biden administration is all concerned about environmental equity while we the people are dealing with insane inflation and the pending collapse of the U.S. dollar. Biden's answer to everything: spend more money on woke progressive issues and ignore the real problem. When that doesn't work, well, just blame the other side. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cevis Packham, Parabellum.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are all.
Back. So isn't Zelensky, isn't he an actor? You know, is he I always think of Ray Zelensky, the auto parts king. He seems like a nice guy. Isn't he an actor? Is he a crisis actor? Is Justin Trudeau, I know it's generational, you know, familial stuff, but is he a crisis actor? Has he been seen in person, like in public? Has he made any public appearances recently? I know he canceled the British Columbia Liberal Party fundraiser, right? Because the RCMP warned, you know, protests could escalate. Or at least that's the way the story went. Has he been seen? Where is proof of life? You know, is he making hostage videos or... Does he really believe all of this World Economic Forum, young global leader nonsense? I don't know. Zelensky, message on 100th day of war, victory shall be ours. It's so ridiculous. Anyway, all right, so final thoughts, and then we'll play one or two other things, maybe, time permitting. Why guns must be banned now. J.P. Sears weighs in with humor. Hopefully it's castigat redendo mores in full effect. Humor corrects morals or erroneous thinking or lack of thinking, perhaps. And speaking of lack of thinking, like I said, John Adams' dissertation on the canon and feudal law, where he wrote, "Let every sluice of knowledge be open instead of flowing, the encroachments upon liberty and the reigns of the first James and the first Charles by turning the general attention of learned men to government are said to have produced the greatest number of consummate statesmen which has ever been seen in any age or nation." Would that that could happen here and now. So he continued, "The prospect now before us in America ought in the same manner to engage the attention of every man of learning to matters of power and of right, that we may be neither led nor driven blindfolded to irretrievable destruction. Nothing less than this seems to have been meditated for us by somebody or other in Great Britain. There seems to be a direct and formal design on foot to enslave all America. This, however, must be done by degrees." And, how ironic that he says the first step that is intended seems to be an entire subversion of the whole system of our fathers. Huh. I think I touched on that just briefly in today's broadcast. You can't mention John Adams, I think, in my humble estimation, a committee of five member without speaking to his mentioning or, you know, his expounding on why he viewed James Otis as the earliest and principal founder of one of the greatest political revolutions that ever occurred among men. And as Adams put it, it seems to me of some importance that his name and character should not be forgotten. I agree. Things like that, you know, hopefully this broadcast will be remembered for, if it ever is remembered. Those are important things. You know, I try to add to the discussion the Great American Experiment in unique ways, and I think this is one of those ways. I don't hear enough people. I don't hear anybody really talking about this, but we all should be, I think. So it can't happen here. They thought they were free. How about an excerpt from They Thought They Were Free? Chapter 13, but then it was too late. So Milton Mayer, They Thought They Were Free, the Germans, 1933 to 45, chapter 13, but then it was too late. What no one seemed to notice, said a colleague of mine, a philologist, was the ever-widening gap after 1933 between the government and the people. Stop me if you've heard this, or if any of this is, you know, rings a bell. Just think how very wide this gap was to begin with here in Germany, and it became always wider. You know, it doesn't make people close to their government to be told that this is a people's government, a true democracy, or to be enrolled in civilian defense, or even to vote. All this has little, really nothing to do with knowing one is governing. What happened here was the gradual habituation of the people, little by little, to being governed by surprise, to receiving decisions deliberated in secret, to believing that the situation was so complicated that the government had to act on information which the people could not understand, or so dangerous that even if the people could not understand it, it could not be released because of national security. And their sense of identification with Hitler, their trust in him, made it easier to widen this gap and reassured those who would otherwise have worried about it. That's called Stockholm Syndrome, hugging your kidnapper. But really, it's, you know, by proxy. How does that work? What would be the analogy there where, you know, Biden obviously is not the kidnapper. I think he probably suffers from a form of Stockholm Syndrome himself. I think he's also captured, in a sense anyway. Does he know whereof he does? Yeah, but I think there's more to the story. Anyway, continuing, this separation of government from people, this widening of the gap, took place so gradually and so insensibly, each step disguised, perhaps not even intentionally, as a temporary emergency measure. Or temporary emergency measure. Or with real social purposes, and all the crises and reforms, real reforms too, so occupied the people that they did not see the slow motion underneath of the whole process of government growing remoter and remoter. Somebody remarked recently that if they can take away your rights in times of emergency, then they'll create emergencies to take away your rights. So let's see. Speaking of that, back to, let's see, Trevor Aronson, Attack Terror Factory, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. Frontline's interview from the Saudi Time Bomb series back in November of 2001. Interview with Ali Al-Ahmed. If you haven't heard it, it's all in there. Go watch that. Or more recently, October 2016, Inside the Awkward U.S.-Saudi Alliance Against ISIS. These two things, more locally and personally, speaking of strategy of tension, Manchurian candidate, you know, styled episodes. Let's see, two posts. Columbia Falls Police Department on Monday, May 30th. Columbia Falls PD arrested a 14-year-old male juvenile. What's with the dehumanizing language? Male juveniles? Young man, how about? 14-year-old young man? Male juvenile. Doesn't it just sound... I mean, this kid is already criminalized for intimidation charges. Oh, thought crime. Got it. Thought crime. For intimidation charges based on threats he made toward the Columbia Falls Junior High and student body. Our officers took the male juvenile into custody and the firearms were seized from the residence via a search warrant. Probable cause, I guess, is a relative term. We would like to confirm this was an isolated incident. Sure, he's a lone wolf, right? Self-radicalized and all that weird nonsense. Not named to protect the identity of the arrestee and his family. The male juvenile. So you read the comments, and it's interesting the back and forth. You know, somebody says, so whose firearms were confiscated and under what authority? Once the suspect was in custody and with nothing having transpired, what is the purpose? Legally, to be clear, I'm glad they intervened. If there was a reason to do so, I'm just curious for more information, this person says. And so, you know, you have stuff like that, and one person says armed security in our schools, one way in, one way out. That sounds like if you're interested in doing bad things, that's what you would want, actually. So that's ironic. This person doesn't seem to understand that. Staff should be allowed to be armed if they are comfortable with this. Train our teachers and school staff. We used to just all, you know, and this is Montana, for Pete's sake. That's why I mention it. I hope the people who are saying the student needs mental health support also vote for people who prioritize funding for mental health treatment. Students and families deserve to get the help they need. This reminds me of Ezra Pound, you know, Technique of Infamy, inventing two lies, getting you arguing heatedly over which one is true. And then there are a lot of folks who say, thank goodness they intervened. I'm glad they took the guns. Of course, you know, there's a lot of that. But on, again, you know, what basis, what authority? And so ironically, you know, do they take the video games too and all the movies, the first-person shooter video games? How many hours has, you know, how many hours have kids like this logged on those kinds of games? But it's not the games, I know. And really, again, it all comes back, in my opinion, to, like I said, I want to start a project, spanktheparents.com. Because, you know, if we're going to abrogate and abdicate our responsibility as parents, then we should expect problems. So then there's this other post in Helena, Montana Police Department. Officer spoke with a complainant concerning threats that an individual had made regarding a shooting. 23-year-old Helena Male was placed under arrest for intimidation. So, you know, that's interesting. Same kind of thing. I think it's fascinating. These kinds of things are happening in places where historically in America, you know, you have the recent episode in Texas, these kinds of things happening in Montana, places where historically, I think everyone thinks that, you know, people value the right to be armed and celebrate it within reason. I mean, we shouldn't have to celebrate it, but here we are. You know, the Second Amendment is still on the books, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And, you know, hunting, just goes without saying, you know. Self-defense, home defense, just goes without saying. Common sense should apply, but I mean, what has happened in this society when 50 years ago you could buy guns in the Sears catalog and have them shipped to you? Can you imagine? People would lose their minds today. Now we don't have the Sears catalog or Sears, let alone, you know, can you purchase things? So that's interesting. I said I'd mention a bunch of the Century International Arms stuff. Let's see. Palm Beach Post, WikiLeaks secret cables detail Delray firm's role in arms trade. Not Conspiracy Central, Palm Beach Post. Palm Beach Post, Paris attack. Dealer says one gun came through South Florida. That's interesting. I wonder how that happened. Oops. Oopsie. And then, you know, other sources. Well, TampaBay.com. Before Fast and Furious, Florida had Operation Castaway. You didn't hear that on CNN, right? Century International Arms. Michael Sukar in Iran-Contra affair, yeah. Mint Press, gun linked to Paris attack linked to Iran-Contra arms dealer. On and on. You know. There are a number of those articles. Most people have forgotten those kinds of things. So, you know, that. And, you know, you try to go to these articles now to see Palm Beach Post. Oops, 404. Sorry. Nope. Got to log in. Page not found on Mint Press. Pretty much everywhere. All of those articles are gone now. That's funny. And so, you know, people have asked, well, why do you have such a hard time with the internet? Well, there you go. This article originally appeared, so I mentioned the one, you know, in the Miami Herald, TampaBay.com, before Fast and Furious, Florida had Operation Castaway. And when we first talked about the Parkland deal, I mentioned some fun facts about this kind of stuff, Castaway and et al., and how just frequent and common these kinds of gladio strategy of tension, you know, arms trafficking episodes occur. But people don't look into this stuff. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. All right, final segment of today's broadcast. And Walter E. Williams, the distinguished Walter E. Williams with some practical wisdom. America is not a democracy. Come on now. Couple of clips. Go ahead, please.
From your book, Liberty Versus the Tyranny of Socialism, you write, "We often hear the claim that our nation is a democracy. That wasn't the vision of the founders. They saw democracy as another form of tyranny. If we've become a democracy, I guarantee you that the founders would be deeply disappointed by our betrayal of their vision."
Yes, I think that's absolutely right. If you read the statements by Madison, Jefferson, and Adams, they condemn the idea of democracy. Matter of fact, you don't find the term democracy in any of our founding documents.
Well, that's interesting.
You don't find the word.
That's interesting. Now, more on the constitutional issue that I raised, and a point that escapes, a simple point that escapes most people, and a little bit more after that. If we're ready with that, can we do that, please?
Citizens of New York, what was in the Constitution? The guy to get the citizens of New York to ratify the Constitution, he said that the powers that we delegated to the federal government are few and well-defined and restricted mostly to external affairs. Those left with the people and the states are indefinite and numerous. Now, if you turn that upside down, you'd have what we have today. That is, the powers of the federal government are indefinite and numerous, and those of the people in the state are limited and well-defined.
In your book, Liberty Versus the Tyranny of Socialism, you quote Tom Paine, "Government, even in its best state, is but a necessary evil in its worst state and intolerable."
That is absolutely right. And I think that we Americans should recognize that the history of mankind has been that of arbitrary abuse and control by others. The founders were not perfect, but they tried to move us away from that. And the main enemy of mankind throughout its history has been government. That is, if you look at the 20th century, it's the most brutal century in the history of mankind. I think that something like 60 million people lost their lives in wartime, but that pales in comparison to the number of people who were murdered by their own government. And the number comes up to somewhere close to 100 million people are murdered by their own government. And matter of fact, these statistics are documented in a book called Death by Government. And so it shows that it's a strong argument that government is the enemy of mankind. The framers of our Constitution recognize that. Just look at the language of the Bill of Rights. It says things like, "Congress shall not abridge, Congress shall not prohibit, Congress shall not disparage, Congress shall not infringe." Now, if the framers did not think that Congress would do these...
Practical wisdom. Despots and tyrants agree. They all agree. Disarm the people and then legalize your crimes and, hey, anything's possible. No, it was legal. It was all legal. I hope it was informative. I hope you have a great weekend. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Thank you for supporting RBN. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.